Hi, I'm Bob Tabor with LearnVisualStudio.net. In this lesson, we're getting started with lab number 6, Settings and Preferences. In the first exercise, if we scroll down, you can see that we're going to add an About page. Seems innocuous enough, right? But this is actually just the first step in adding some preference settings that the user will be able to modify. And this will allow us to integrate with the Windows 8 settings charm in the next two lessons to add a preferences page and then implement the preference. We'll also see how these settings preferences can be maintained across multiple user sessions on different machines, which is really cool. All right, so to kind of just demo what we're talking about here, let's go out and open up the weather app. And I don't know if you've worked with Windows 8 much yet, but there's the settings charm. When you click the settings charm, you see the settings. Now, you may have used this to power off your machine and ignored the rest, but there's actually ways that we can implement options here, like an About page, for example. Now, for the weather app, when we click the About page, we can see, you know, the version, the corporation that created it, and other information about organizations that contribute data to it. But there are other ways to set options. For example, we can turn on and off search history, we can clear out weather searches, and so on. Very neat. So we want to implement something like this for the Contoso Cookbook app. And so, again, to begin, we're going to work on exercise number one, to add an about command. And to implement a settings contract, our app will need to respond whenever the user clicks the settings charm in the Windows 8 charm bar on the right. And to do that, we're going to need to add an event handler inside the default.js file for the onSettings event, which is fired whenever settings are modified in the app. So let's go ahead and take a look at what we need to start off by doing here. We're going to open up the default.js, and let's copy out this code, which we are going to add before the if app session state.history statement. So let's find that. So I think they want us to put it right here. And so let's go ahead and paste that in. And so whenever the user clicks the settings charm, now our default.js will fire off, and it will, first of all, we'll need to tell it what application commands are available, just like we saw that long list along the right hand side. For now, we're just going to implement the about application command and then tell it where to go if somebody actually clicks that about command. We'll implement that a little bit later. So let's just go ahead and run the app now and just see that show up. And so here we go over and click settings, and now we can see about. If we were to actually click this, we're going to get an error. Okay, so let's go ahead and just break there and stop. And that's where we need to pick up. Okay, so now that we've finished that, let's go on to task number two. We're going to add an about.html page control. So let's put it where all good page controls belong in our app. In the pages folder, we're going to right click and select add new item, or actually let's cancel that. I think we're supposed to add a folder first, right? Add a new folder, and we're going to call this about. All right, so now let's right click that new folder and select add new item. And this time we want to select page control. We're going to change the name of this from pagecontrol.html to about.html and click add. And so now we get about.css, HTML, and JS. Awesome. Let's open up our about.html. I think that's where we're going to wind up next. Let's look at our instructions here. We want to replace the div element whose class is about fragment with this one. Okay, so we're going to replace the div element, this about fragment. Let's go ahead and just replace, I guess, the whole body then, essentially. Great. Notice what we get here. We are going to create a control of type settings flyout, another one of the UI controls that are available from WinJS. We'll call a show function on the settings flyout control by clicking a button. And it looks like we have some settings content here as well, which we'll be fleshing out in future exercises and labs. Awesome. All right, so let's save all that. And let's move on. We want to style this up, so let's go to the about.css and paste in settings pane, settings title, settings content, just basically looking like we're setting margins and things of that of that nature, and maybe even the background color. All right, so let's get to our about.css, and let's go to the very bottom here, and let's go above the media tags right there. That should be good. All right, next up, looks like we're going to test the results. So let's go ahead and run it. And we'll go to settings. And now when we click the about, we get a gray about page. You can see that we have the name of the app and a trial version. All right, so I think that's pretty much it. We've taken the first steps. We can see the about page, great. Good first step. However, we want to add a second menu option in the settings page that'll allow the user to change the preferences for our app. And we'll start that in exercise 2 in the next lesson. See you there. Thank you.